You're listening to the AHDB podcast, practical know-how for a successful agricultural future. Hello, I'm Stuart Baxter and welcome to this week's AHDB podcast. This week we'll be looking at the Strategic Potato Farm Network programme and exactly what's in store for 2019. With some big subjects on the horizon for the potato industry, we'll be looking at how the Farm Excellence programme will tackle those issues. Firstly, I spoke to Senior Knowledge Exchange Manager, Graham Bannister.
I'm Graham Bannister, the Senior Knowledge Exchange Manager for England and Wales, covering also the North East and the North West regions from a knowledge exchange point of view.
So for people who don't know, what exactly is a strategic farm and what is the purpose of it?
Well, the strategic farm idea came about a few years ago now. We started them back in around 2015. The whole idea is to take research that the AHDB are looking at, put it into a real farm situation, test the theories, do the experiments, either as a replicated trial or as a demonstration, but actually put it into a real field in a commercial situation. This then allows the rest of the neighbourhood and other people locally to come and see what is going on, engage with the speakers, with the AHDB, with the hosts and each other, and be able to take away ideas that hopefully will improve their business.
It's a busy season that we've got going on. So what would you say to the people who might be thinking about coming sort of teaching on the edge?
I think particularly this year we've got a very well structured program that is right across the four strategic farms that I oversee, particularly on the national desiccation and herbicide trials and demonstrations we're looking at, which are part of an AHDB project. With the loss of Diquat, it's becoming increasingly difficult to manage both weed control and desiccation going forward. So it's going to give a very good insight into what options are available, what can be done, and hopefully get some results that could make a difference going forward. But if you combine that with the work that Sutton Bridge are looking at for storage, with the well-recorded problems we've got around that at the moment, it dovetails nicely because we're looking at the dormancy work, which is an area that hasn't had a lot of work done before, the use of maleic hydrazide within our real farm situation, which is all feeding in to give the good information. So you get access to seeing what's going on, but also to talk to the experts who are there on the day who are actually conducting the work. And you can raise questions in an informal situation and discuss it with other people who are attending.
So, I mean, it's, as you've sort of touched upon, really, it's an important time for the industry. So there's, and I know there's a lot of work going on. So obviously with the loss of Diquat, with the CIPC situation, I'm guessing we're expecting to not only be busy, but have a lot of information going out. So what are your expectations, really, in terms of what we can do for the growers and the agronomists of this world?
I think I keep saying it, but it comes back to actually putting things into a real situation. It's all very well having a trial tucked away somewhere, but if you've got stuff on a real farm, you can actually talk to the hosts, you can talk to the person who's been responsible for the trial, you can talk to people who have seen it or working on it. You start to build up a picture very regionally. It gives you the chance to go and see what's happening not too far from where you are. Every area has a different weed burden, has a different climate, has different aspects they need to look at, whether it be the sector they're working within. And it just gives the flexibility and a much more regional and local feel. So you can actually start to make decisions based on real work that is going on in the field.
Okay, so alongside that, I know that there's some national work as well. What's the angle that we're going at? Because I believe that there's some of the trials that are sort of back to basics in a lot of respects.
Yeah, it's the ability with having the network that we can do a national trial, but we can do it regionally. So if you take the opposite almost of, we're looking at work right down in the southwest that we are also looking at in North Lincolnshire. It's the same basic idea to the trial, whether it be a trial or a demonstration, but it does give local people the chance to get there rather than just reading about it or reading the results that we put out at the results day and beyond. But when you add in things like the work we're doing on the mechanical Horm disruption in association with Grimmy, we are able to take that out to various different locations and actually demonstrate it in a real situation so that people can see how it would affect them in the crops that they are trying to deal with.
So for people that haven't, I suppose, been to any of AHDB's strategic farm events before, what can people expect to see there?
Well, what we've tended to do now, we've tended to focus the events we put on. So as a good example, the first events will be based around herbicides, but the team are going to be putting in place other things that are relevant for that time of year. Could be a completely different topic to herbicides to add on to it, but they can come and get very up-to-date information from people we are working with, potentially in the research side or in novel approaches. And being the type of event it is, it's very relaxed, it's quite informal, and they can actually discuss it properly and, you know, get the information that they need. But the thing I really love about these events is actually towards the end, where sort of the technical bit has finished and you've got a group of farmers willing to discuss, chat and actually converse about what they're doing. And I think this is where bringing farmers together, I mean, a lot of people talk about farmer learning, but this is where it really ticks the boxes. There's a focus, but then you're in a position where you can go and chat away to people locally who you maybe don't see that often or you haven't seen before and exchange ideas and thoughts.
Thank you, Graham. That leads us nicely then on to Amber Cottingham, who explained what will be going on at Strategic Potato Farm North this year.
So my name's Amber Cottingham. I am the Knowledge Exchange Manager for the East Midlands region, and I'm looking after Spot Farm North.
Okay, so what exactly is it you've got going on this year?
We're just going into our second year of the programme. Following on from last year, we have carried over with our herbicide trial, looking at both contact and residual herbicides. And after the success of our desiccation trial, that was a bit of a last minute addition last year, we're now doing a fully replicated desiccation trial at Spot North also. This trial, I think, is also being carried out at a couple of the other sites, with one of the others being a fully replicated trial and the others being demo trials.
So it's more of a national campaign this time around, so on the back of what happened last year, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the loss of diquat is one of the biggest issues that the industry is facing at the moment. So it was definitely decided that a desiccation trial would be, you know, one of our key priorities going forward this year.
So following on from the desiccation trial, what other trials is it that you've got going on?
So a couple of the priorities for the Spot Farm North, especially after last season, are looking at water management. So I know the farm has previously looked into drip irrigation before, and so this year we're starting off looking at a direct comparison trial, looking at trickle irrigation versus boom versus gun in the same field, and then we can monitor marketable yields, returns, have all of the financial elements built into it so we can really see how the three compare directly with each other.
Does that vary on varieties?
I mean, some varieties are more susceptible to issues with water management. And fortunately, one of the varieties grown most prolifically on the farm is Maris Piper, which is, you know, key for scab control early in the season. So ideally, you know, it's a pretty good variety to look at in an irrigation trial.
So, and is that using different levels of nitrogen as well, is it?
No, for this year we're just looking at a direct comparison between the three, and then, as I say, water is such a key priority for the farm and generally for the industry. We're planning on building on irrigation work later on in the programme.
Okay, excellent. So I see you're also doing an organic matter trial or demonstration, is that?
Yeah, so organic matter is something that the Spot Farm North has in abundance, and one of the questions they want answering is where is the best place to fit this into the system. So again, we've got quite a long programme planned, and this year we're just doing a straight organic matter applied, organic matter not applied to half the field, and seeing what impact it actually has.
What storage work have we got going on this year? Because I know there's something that we're looking at.
Yeah, so the team and I were out last week doing the planting for the dormancy trials, We've got between 35 and 40 varieties of potatoes going in, which the Sutton Bridge team will then come and collect and take through the process of looking at over the next season, over the next storage season, and assessing the dormancy of those varieties. I mean, this is really key for us at the moment, because CIPC is most likely going to be on the way out, in which case there's likely to be a more holistic method needed for looking after potatoes throughout the storage year. And it might be that varietal dormancy plays a much bigger part than it has done in previous years.
So it must have been quite an interesting thing to be part of in terms of the planting process and things.
I mean, it was definitely interesting planting 42 varieties in one field in one day. But we did get it in before the rain came, so that was good.
When was that they went in? What, like, date-wise?
So they went in on the 26th of April. It was a week after the rest of the field had been planted. But we were still running around trying to get hold of all of the varieties. So had to go in a little bit later.
And I believe you've got a number of open days and field walks.
We do. We kick off with our first field walk on June the 6th. And then following that, we have a bigger open day on the 16th of July. And then another field walk on the 15th of August. We've also got another event coming up later on in the programme, September time, which is going to be looking at different toppers, flails, etc., and doing a bit of a demonstration day. So obviously with Digwatt going, mechanical desiccation is likely to be a big part of the new regime, I suppose. And so we're going to be looking at demoing as many as we can get into one field at the same time, so growers can come out and have a look and see what they can, you know, take home with them.
So, and for people who have never been to any of our events before, or what can they expect to see?
Advice would be get the dates in your diaries now. There's definitely something there that you'll find interesting, and ideally you'll come along, speak to, you know, other local growers in the region, have a good conversation, bring along questions. It's always great to get a bit of a dialogue going with some of our speakers, and then go home, have a think about what you've seen and apply what you've learnt onto your own farm. If it can make you a financial profit or saving, then fantastic. If it can improve your practice, you know, fantastic as well. The key is we want people to take this information, take it back, and improve their own businesses from having come to one of our Spot Farm events. So the dates are all up on the website now, and if you want to have a look and get one of the dates in your diary or all of them, we'd love to have you at Spot Farm North. If you've got any questions and you want to know more about the Spot North programme, please get in touch. My details are amber.cottingham@ahdb.org.uk. Thanks very much, Stuart.
Thanks to Amber for that update there. I then spoke to David Wilson, who explained what plans we had for growers in the east of the country.
So I'm David Wilson, the Knowledge Exchange Manager for Potatoes for East Anglia and the South East for HDB.
So what is it that's been going on in the east of late? Because I believe it's been quite interesting.
Yes, so there's a lot of challenges obviously facing growers this year. Last year being the last year they could use Linuron for herbicide, and this is going to be the last season they can use Digwatt for desiccation. So with that in mind, we're trying to look at real topical issues in some concise trials, very topic specific this time of the east. So we have two trials in place. We'll be running at Elvedon, some legacy trials building on the work we've done in the past. We will have one open day on the 30th of May. It'll be a field day on the 30th of May, looking specifically at herbicide and irrigation, another challenge facing growers in the east, lack of water, very dry weather conditions, soil conditions at the moment.
As you say, with the loss of Linuron, I suppose that's a big issue for the industry. So I'm guessing for us to look specifically at that, it's a massive thing, not only for the east, but nationally as well, I guess, really.
Yeah, it's been massive for growers because they've relied on it very heavily for the past few seasons. The last 3 years, HDB have carried out work at Elvedon looking at new products that have come to the market, Metbromiron, Praxim, and that's been really key to developing people's strategies for herbicide going forward. So our thinking was by returning there this year to look at the new product, Meclonafen, that's come to the market. We already have a starting point. We know weed pressures, weed burdens and efficacy of the other products. So by adding Meclonafen into the mix this year, we'll get a good understanding of how that fits in the programme, really.
And how that worked, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also believe, I mean, from sort of knowing myself, and I believe the growers who have been previously to Elverdon will know, there's a lot of irrigation work going on. So I guess, is that a follow-on from work that's carried on, or is that an
effective? Yes, as I look back at some historical stuff, obviously last year, unprecedented dry season and extreme pressures and demand put on water loads. So we're hoping to look back on the work done and actually understand the best way to apply water. Obviously it's going to vary from farm to farm, and we're not going to stand and preach at you telling you this is how you must be done, but it's very much just back to the basics and understanding what you're trying to achieve, how evaporation can affect that on hot days, how wind can come into it, and get best use out of water that's going to be a limited.
So is that looking at the different methods then, is it?
Yeah,
is that,
very much so, yeah. Looking at different methods applying, the difference from rain guns to booms, even trickle and sprinkler systems.
Okay.
So there'd be more, look back rather than actual look and see where you're doing it.
So, and that's taking away the nitrogen side of it, which has been there previously.
Yeah, so it's a much more sort of condensed, concise trial programme this year, rather than that. It wasn't a scattergun approach in the past, but it was a full strategic programme we had with multiple trials. This is far more looking at real topical issues, and the four biggest ones as we see it for this season are herbicides, irrigation, desiccation and storage are the four biggest challenges facing growers. And then the plan is going forward, James Foskett Farms coming on board as the new strategic potato farm, so the new Spot East, and using this year very much as a year to establish the starting point across the farm, rather than rushing into it and putting trials in existing crops. We can very much measure something simple as organic matter as a starting point and know where we start, decide where we want to end up and draw a plan accordingly for the next 5 or 6 years.
Excellent. So
there.
Excellent. So in terms of the events, I know you've just dropped a couple of dates, and what are those dates again for people who are wanting to go along?
So the first Elverdon trial field walk will be on Thursday the 30th of May. It will be a lunchtime start you with a bacon roll and a cup of tea, and then actually go into the field and have a look at the trial work we're doing. And that first event will very much be focused on the herbicide work, looking at this new product and how it fits into the programme, and irrigation, water management as well on the first date, with a second event to follow up, more likely to be probably the first few weeks of September, looking at desiccation and alternative methods of desiccation, as this will be the last year with Dyquat, because as we've discovered with other products, when they suddenly get removed, you need to do as many trials as you can when you have the current industry standard to use as a base point, and to take it from there. So we'll hopefully have those dates very shortly for the second one, but Thursday the 30th of May.
Excellent.
The first walk.
I then spoke to Bill Watts, who is Knowledge Exchange Manager for the West and Southwest regions, who explained what goings-on would have this season.
My name is Bill Watts, and I am Arable Knowledge Exchange Manager, potatoes specifically for the South West, West Mids and Wales.
So I suppose yours is quite different in the respect that you've quite a big area there that you're looking after.
Yeah, it is a big area with a number of growers, and they're all growing different types of crops, which makes it both interesting and a challenge.
So, but you've obviously got an interesting year ahead as well, so it must have been hard work over the past few months, I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely. So I started in October, went straight into organising winter events, had several of those, and then of course we had such an early season that it hasn't really been a let up, but we've got some good stuff in the ground now, which I'm looking forward to.
So what exactly have we got on the horizon then for these areas over the next few months?
Well, I've got two strategic potato sites, so spot sites, which I'm working on with some very good hosts, and there's a couple of topics which cross over. So some herbicide work, one being a trial at Spot West, the other a demonstration at Spot Southwest. And basically looking at Aclonafen, which is a new residual active to the UK through Bayer as a merger. And we're just going to try and figure out how best to use that. So we've got that one, and then we've got some desiccant work which covers both sites as well, and other spot sites. Basically looking at trying to cope with a dicot reglone going forwards.
Excellent. So if I'm a grower in the southwest, then what is it that would be appealing to me that you've got on your radar?
Well, we've got a trial which I'm really quite looking forward to down in the southwest, which is slightly different to the desiccant work which is going on nationally, in that it's looking at mechanical options for removing hormone and inducing the senescence of the crop. So we're looking at combinations of horm topper with root cutter and spray applications. But it'd be a really nice piece of work because I'm hoping to try and figure out what contribution each one is adding to basically killing off the crop and setting skins.
What about the west then? Because you've obviously got some interesting work there too.
Yeah. So at the west we've got 48 plots of 6 metre plots, and they're of different potato varieties. And it's work which is linked to Sutton Bridge crop storage research. And we're basically looking at the natural dormancy of these varieties. And it's quite nice because at the Spot West site, 29 of the 48 account for 65% of the 2017 plantings. I haven't looked at, I haven't got the data for the more up to date, which probably would be marketed. But but yeah, that's quite impressive. And then the remainder are new entrants, which is really exciting. So I'm hoping that people can come along. There's stuff there that they're familiar with, and we're improving their knowledge over the next 12 months or so on those varieties. And yeah, we've got some new and exciting stuff as well.
So, I mean, as you sort of touched upon at the beginning, a lot of growers, it's a big area.
Yeah.
And I know that there's people that were probably wanting to come along to these events. But what's your advice to these people, or what's the little bit of a push to people to get them along? What would you say?
Well, I think at the moment, it's almost unprecedented, isn't it? We've got the loss of major herbicides, major desiccant, potentially major sprout suppressant, that's going to have a big impact, and the work that we're doing is to try and keep people apace of what's going on and give them solutions and alternatives, I think that's really exciting. Right. So it keeps me busy.
So I mean, I guess people should look out on the website, look out for booking onto the onto the events.
Yes, so we've got two events for Spot Southwest, which is not far from Taunton, and we've got two events which are on there for Spot West, which is nearer to Shrewsbury.
For people in Scotland, you may or may not know that Claire Hodge is currently on her travels studying for her Nuffield Scholarship. However, we do have plans to do a bit of a special from Bruce Farms to give a bit of a roundup of the work there, which will come later on in the year. You can find all of the information discussed in today's podcast on the AHDB website, which is ahdb.org.uk. There you can find links to events, all the information from our strategic farm network, and a lot more. The next edition of the podcast comes from AHDB Horticulture. What have we got coming up next week, Aisha?
Thank you, Stuart. In our next podcast, we'll be focusing on the horticulture sector and talking to Vivian Powell, our crop protection senior scientist, who has spent 18 years of her life at AHDB. She has made a significant impact on the horticulture industry. Find out what the future plans are for the EMU programme and what this means for growers. We'll also be hearing an update from Joe Martin regarding the Scepter Plus programme.